Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And I, too, appreciate the fact that both of our chairmen here have called this joint hearing and are bringing attention to this important issue. As you've already well indicated, Senator Cardin, this is a very, very critical issue in, I think, probably all 50 states, where we face the question of what kind of management we need to undertake to effectively deal with invasive species. And Idaho is certainly one of those states that has its share of issues. In Idaho, a number of the problematic invasive species are things like the yellow star thistle, the quagga mussel, cheatgrass, bark beetles, and Eurasian milfoil, to name just a few. And one of the issues that we have in Idaho is because such a large percentage of our state is owned by the federal government, it's more than half, closer to two-thirds of our state is federal land. The activities and enforcement of the federal government and the agencies that manage these lands is critical to our ability to control and manage these invasive species. So among the many other different types of issues that we face, one of them is simply the interaction at the different levels of government between state and federal, as well as local governments to deal with this, and frankly, the private citizens, as they have responsibilities as well. So again, I thank you for your attention to this. I know there is a legislation in several different forms being considered that can significantly change the way that we are approaching these efforts to control invasive species, and I have not yet reached a conclusion in my own mind as to whether the proposed changes are going to be an improvement or not, but it's important for us to evaluate these proposals as you are doing here today, and again, I appreciate your bringing attention to these issues.